Three people were arrested Sunday night after a mostly peaceful protest in downtown Charlottesville turned momentarily violent, spilling out into the streets. At sundown, nearly 300 people gathered in Lee Park to protest a group of about 75 alt-right white nationalists in town the night before. The white nationalists, led by Richard Spencer, garnered international attention after a picture of the group holding torches in front of a Robert E. Lee statue went viral. The image was reminiscent of Ku Klux Klan rallies. On Sunday night, a large sheet was draped across Lee's statue reading, "Black Lives Matter." Hundreds of supporters held candles and flashlights as several activists and the city's vice mayor, Wes Bellamy, spoke.
"Because as fingers, we can do some things, but as fists, we can knock the final blow to white supremacy. Yeah! And if you're about that, my brothers, my sisters, if you're about fighting, standing up, if you're about showing up, if you're about closing racial and inequity gaps, if you're about doing what you must for your fellow brother and sister, then all I need to hear is one thing. Power to the people."
Earlier this year, City Council voted to remove the Lee statue and rename the park. Those efforts have been blocked by a lawsuit, which has drawn the support of white nationalists. I'm Jordy Yeager.